Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
UT San Diego WSRadio.com presents the UT Community Spotlight Show with your host, Drew Schlossberg.
Hello and welcome back into the program. It's actually Brooke Roberts filling in for Drew. I have my co-host, Miss Tara Gray. How are you doing, girl?
I am doing fantastic. Loving being here.
Woohoo! And we are in studio, of course, with our guests, Ryan and Kira Rubel, a brother-sister team who actually started Second Wave Recycling. And for those of you that weren't tuning in earlier on our show, let's do a quick recap, if you will. What is this program and how does it function in San Diego and even nationally?
Yeah, so basically we support nonprofits through the collection and recycling of cell phones as well as other handheld devices. So anything that you have, whether it's a tablet, phone, whatever, whether it's an old brick phone or a newer phone, we'll take those phones in, recycle them, or refurbish and resell them. And then the proceeds go back to support all these amazing nonprofits that we work with, as well as any one that you could think of. I mean, we support, in general, the military, children, and environment. Or you can choose from hundreds of other ones that we
more specific charities.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's really interesting, too, because a lot of people don't know how this actually works, what you guys actually do to recycle these phones. So walk me through that also. So I bring you my phone.
Yeah.
I bring you my old BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
As Brooke said, from 2002.
Hey.
What are you guys going to do with that phone?
Yeah, so basically what happens is, we touched on this before, but you go on secondwaverecycling.com, you go to our donate page, and so you can either send in your phone via a postage paid mailer that we send you, or you print off a postage paid label.
Mm-hmm.
So once the phone gets to us, we go through, it's a triage basically, where we take the phone, look at it, determine the value, whether it's a scrap phone or it might be worth something. The scrap phones are usually worth about 25 cents, and those will go to get recycled. They'll get shredded up, and their parts will be repurposed back.
And let me add that they're responsibly recycled.
Yeah, responsibly recycled. And that's an important part, too, that Kira touched upon, because we keep everything within the United States recycling-wise. We're part of an e-steward member, which is we all pledge, myself as well as a bunch of other electronic companies, as well as other large companies like Wells Fargo, LG, Samsung, pledge to do the right thing, recycling responsibly, because there's a lot of people that don't do that. They send it overseas.
There are easier ways to recycle, and it's much worse for the environment. They go overseas, and it ends up, you know, little kids are taking them apart. So we that was one of our big sticking points, sure.
So these phones, we responsibly recycle those. And then the other ones, we basically take through a process of refurbishing them and prepping them for resale.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put it back on the market, whether it's Amazon, eBay, other resellers in the U.S.
You know, growing up in Portland, Oregon, Oregonians are very much so conscientious about the environment.
Oh, yeah.
And Tara can attest to this.
I know. I got in trouble in Oregon.
Uh-oh.
Accidentally. It was an accident.
Quickly tell the story.
So Brooke and I were at the airport. We were actually there to host the Miss Oregon pageant, and I had a water bottle, and you know, I didn't throw it on the floor.
I threw it in
a trash can,
and you got yelled at.
And yes, and an airport worker came over and said, "Ma'am, that is recyclable." And I said, "Oh, I thought it was." He's like, "No, it goes in the blue one." I was like, "Oh my goodness, that was
so in trouble." Oregon, it's very systematic. It's very easy to recycle. You don't even think about it.
Right.
Everywhere you go, there's bins. Everywhere you go, everyone's. It's a conversation everywhere in Portland.
Absolutely.
What is it like in San Diego? Is there access to recycling? And how difficult is it to get your message out here within this community?
You know, I mean, everyone obviously wants to do the right thing. As far as, like, the ease of it, I mean, the reason why we set up Second Wave the way we have it is to make it easy for anyone to recycle. I think that there's always still – still a lot difficult for a lot of people to recycle.
It's,
you know,
not a priority a lot of times. It just isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as people want to, I mean, we even have, you know, we'll even have friends who have had our mailers for months and they just haven't quite sent it in yet. But that's, again, why we tried to keep it so simple that all you have to do is put your phones in the mailer and send it off. Mm-hmm. So easy.
Yeah, I mean, we're from Washington State. We grew up in Washington State.
Yeah.
But even
you know.
Yeah, so,
so
we're all, us Northwesterners,
right.
We know how this works.
We're very green. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, and the great part is, I mean, we're just trying to get the word out as much as possible. Whether you recycle with us or anyone else, at least you're doing something to help the environment.
And not only the environment, you guys are raising money for mm-hmm. great causes. We talked about the MTV Do Something campaign. You guys raised $20,000 plus for that campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. We were really excited.
Yeah, it was an amazing 4-month campaign. We raised, over $20,000. We collected over 14,000 phones. It was a spectacular event with MTV and DoSomething.org. And they have such a young membership base where they're so proactive with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they engage their family, their churches, their schools, whoever else, and really got as many phones as possible. And it was a great feeling for all of us to see the response rate with that. And actually, the great news is we're actually moving forward with DoSomething.org for a year-long campaign. So we're going to continuously run it with them, and it's going to be it's just going to run throughout the year, which
it's
is going to be great.
Name too. I love that. Something. Get out there and do something.
They're just a fabulous organization. They really are. And they really motivate the younger generation. And their whole campaign, their whole purpose is to enable kids or the younger generation to do something. And they don't need a car to do it. They don't need money to do it. So in our case, it's recycling cell phones, and it's really easy for that.
And it's in perfect alignment. Kids,
totally.
Cell phones, it all comes
100%.
Together.
Absolutely.
Since the inception of your program, how many cell phones do you think you've recycled?
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
How many?
I mean, just this past year alone, it's been close to 30,000. So, yeah.
And
so
the number increases every month,
too. It does, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been around for a few years now. I mean, we're still a young company, but it's funny because, I mean, I was just looking at our old emails just a few weeks ago, and we were so excited to get in 64 phones in
our
first month.
I
was ecstatic.
I
got a hold of all these buyers, bulk buyers, and, you know, like Eco ATM and things like that. I'm like, hey, I have a bunch of phones to sell, and they're like, well, talk
to us.
How many? Yeah.
64.
Talk to us when you have more. And now, you know, I can be like, hey, I have 10,000 phones I want to sell.
I'm all about the story, and I know Tara is as well. What moment, what day, where were you? Why did you decide to start this program? Go back to day one, and what did that look like for you?
Well, day one, actually, it was my brother and I We're walking on the beach, actually.
I mean,
wow. Hey, that's romantic. Ideas come when you're on the beach.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It was an exciting time. But, yeah, I mean, we had a couple friends who had nonprofits, and they're like, gosh, how can we raise more money? And they were talking to my brother about this. And so my brother and I are talking about this walking on the beach, and we're like, well, we both know recycling. I know how to recycle platforms and oil platforms, and he knows how to do the electronic side. So we're like, you know what? Let's just combine what we know and do something easy, like with handheld devices, and help support all these, like, our friends' nonprofits. And so it started with just a couple nonprofits and went from there.
I love, too, that it's a family affair. Just to give a reminder of everyone who's in studio, this is Ryan and Kira Rubel. They're siblings that started this program. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved, Kira.
I am general counsel. I'm their attorney. So, really, I'm peripherally involved. I run around yelling at people. But I have been in the trenches as well, and I'll come in and help on the weekends. But, again, Ryan is really the heart and soul of this. And our brother, Mike, He's pretty involved as well, but again, it's really, honestly, it's Ryan who does everything. I mean, he works like a maniac at this company. So
I love it.
We tip our hats to him for sure.
Well, I love that. You know, Brooke and I have always been about passion. You know, when you do what you love, it does not ever seem like a job. Mm-hmm. You get excited to jump out of the bed every morning and go to work. And you can really get that sense from both of you that this truly is not just a job, that this is a true passion and it's a family affair, as
Absolutely.
Brooke said. And I think that's really important. It. And for a nonprofit or a group that wants to get involved with you, say I'm a nonprofit, I want to set up an event with you.
Right.
How does that work?
Yeah, it's easy. So either you go to secondwaverecycling.com and you can go through the contact form, and or you just give us a call. But
or you can call Ryan.
Yeah, or you can call.
So basically, we're going to give out his cell phone number.
That's right, my cell phone number. Yeah. But we have account managers who basically will work with the nonprofit. Getting them set up. I mean, everything's free. So whether they want to set up a collection or just a week-long event or whatever they want to do, we're there to support them. Whether, you know, we're posting on Facebook and Twitter, you know, really helping them promote their cause and whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And then basically, you know, they go out and basically we walk them through the entire step because we know nonprofits, you know, a lot of times they're short-staffed. So
and they're
just,
busy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Doing a million things
yeah.
at once.
And then we also, it's great too, because we have a lot of corporations that we work with too that help support these nonprofits.
Yeah, so for example, a local company, SPY, does a big fundraiser every year for one of the Surfrider organizations. So that's a fabulous method for Surfrider to raise money.
And again, if you guys would like to get involved in our last minute here with, again, Second Wave Recycling, go to that website. It's www.secondwaverecycling.com.
Yes.
You can go there to recycle your phones. You can go there to get involved. Go there if you're a nonprofit. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Call us to say hi, whatever you like.
And it's a lot of electronics, right? Phones, tablets.
Yep. Yeah, iPads. Yeah, anything handheld. Like any type of handheld possible.
So if you guys want to get involved again on Second Wave Recycling with Kira and Ryan Rubel, thank you guys both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
It was
and,
amazing.
You know, we hope this year to maybe, I don't know, what's your goal for this year? How many cell phones?
We're hoping to push 50,000. So
wow.
You heard it live.
Yeah, next December, you guys got to come back.
Right.
We're going to hold you to that.
Speaking of, we'll be right back. We have, of course, how you can save some money in some couponing, recycling, couponing.
It'd be fun.
Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you. By listening, you help prove that content marketing works. You need to engage your customers. We provide the solution. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
Hi, I'm Paul Downey, president of Senior Community Centers. Far too many seniors in San Diego go hungry each day. 2 in 5 don't have enough money for the basics. Senior Community Centers is the safety net, keeping seniors healthy and independent. But we can't do it without you. Please make a generous donation to our Fill the Plate campaign. Our goal is simple. Fill the plates of 100,000 seniors with nutritious meals. Make a gift at servingseniors.org or call 619-487-0720.
The key to a successful business is astute and solid promotion. Instant Imprints offers limitless solutions and everything you need to promote your business, event, or cause. From t-shirts to banners, trade show displays, mugs, business cards, we can imprint on anything from pens, golf balls, clothing, vehicles, and any type of customer giveaways. In order to grow, you must promote, and Instant Imprints is your full-service company to help you in all of your marketing and promotional needs. Locally owned and operated in prices that will be music to your budget and a turnaround time that will make you smile. 2 San Diego locations to serve you, downtown and in Mira Mesa at Flanders. It's Instant Imprints for all your promotional needs. Remember our name, Instant Imprints.
Hi, I'm Linda Zweig. Listen to Del Mar Fairgrounds Radio every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. We host over 350 events every year at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, including the award-winning San Diego County Fair. That's Del Mar Fairgrounds Radio, 2 to 3 p.m. every Thursday at WSRadio.com.
Confused about Medicare? AGA Medicare Options has many local health care specialists that are licensed and trained to help you find a health plan in your area that most suits your needs and, more importantly, your budget. Established in 1997, AGA Medicare Options is one of the largest senior-focused, independently owned insurance agencies on the West Coast. Proudly representing 18 Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental companies, AGA offers a variety of insurance products to fit your individual needs. The 2014 Medicare annual election period ends December 7th. Let AGA help you find the right Medicare option. Call 1-877-219-1872 today to schedule a no-cost insurance review or to attend one of our many events near you. Call 1-877-219-1872 Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Operators are waiting for your call. Applied General Agency is a licensed broker insurance agency. This is an advertisement.